From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. So the Cubs-Marlins series is over. Florida won their third game in a row last night to take the National League title. And tonight, all eyes are on the Bronx to see who the Marlins will face in the World Series. That'll be decided in Game 7 between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Richard Johnson is co-author of the books The Yankee Century and The Red Sox Century. He's also the curator of the Sports Museum in Boston. We called him to talk about the history of these two teams and tonight's game. Mr. Johnson, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
There's a big burden of history here for both teams. The Yankees have a long history of success to live up to with a team that's not quite the caliber that they've had in recent years, but obviously still strong. How do these teams stack up against their ancestors?
Well, I think they stack up pretty well in that this is really sort of another, you know, chapter to this storied rivalry. I think it's very eagerly anticipated. For example, tonight, you have two Hall of Fame pitchers. They certainly will both end up in the Hall going up against each other. And like every classic contest between these two teams, there are many stories sort of going on separate but parallel tracks. So Clemens versus Martinez is one story. The Red Sox versus the Yankees, of course, is another. And the fans versus each team. I was amazed to see Yankee fans last night leaving before the ninth inning. When does that ever happen?
Well, you know, when you were watching the game on television, it almost looked like snow with all those napkins blowing around in the wind. The Red Sox seem to be hoping that the old curse of the Bambino was blown away by all that wind, and at least if last night's game is any measure.
Well, you know, I think one of the great things about this current Red Sox team is that they seem not to be at all concerned with the burden of history that seems to have been a mighty load for past clubs. They're not worrying about what's happened before. They take each game at a time, so it's more a group of hungry hearts than worried souls.
You've already mentioned this matchup between Pedro Martinez and Roger Clemens. I can't imagine that those two fellows don't feel the weight of history on their shoulders.
You know, they probably do, but when you've had as much experience as those two gentlemen, you have to, and this is what makes them different, you have to focus. They've faced each other several times before, and, you know, oftentimes it's been promoted almost like a prize fight. It will probably be the closest that we get in the game of baseball to gladiatorial combat.
And for Roger Clemens, he's indicated that he plans to retire at the end of the season, so this could be his last game.
Very dramatic. I mean, the last time these two teams went down to the wire with a championship at stake and the Red Sox won, they weren't even called the Red Sox back then, they were called the Boston Americans, was 1904. So I'm hoping there's some history to be made tonight. Certainly it will be compelling.
What is the possible legacy for the winning team and the losing team in this case?
Well, I think it's really, there's much more at stake for the Red Sox. If the Yankees lose, well, they lost last year too, and it will probably mean some changes in the management of the Yankees and certainly some player changes. The stakes for the Red Sox are far greater because they've battled to the point where they're on the precipice of doing something, again, they haven't done in 99 years.
Now, you've mentioned that this is the 26th time that the Yankees and the Red Sox have met on the field. One can't help but make the comparison to a marathon. Is this really does feel like the last mile of a 26-mile marathon?
You know, it does. And I even think there are Yankee fans out there who would probably say if the Sox won tonight, you know, I guess it has to happen sometime.
Who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for the Red Sox.
So I guess it was easier for you than to surmise about that Yankee fan that might be okay with a Red Sox win.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure I'll get calls from people, but if the Cubs had won, it would have made it less painful if the Red Sox lose this evening. But the fact that the Cubs have lost, there has to be some standard bearer for the losers in the world. So here they are. So
we'll all be watching tonight to see what happens. Richard Johnson is curator of the Sports Museum in Boston. He's also the co-author of two books, The Yankee Century and The Red Sox Century. Mr. Johnson, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.